Yo, our friend from Hardinsburg City Hall, Mr. Stephen Clark. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you?
We're glad to have you in this morning because it is Halloween week, and we talked a couple of weeks ago about the upcoming, since Halloween's on a Saturday, it all works out perfectly, mm-hmm. The Halloween Parade in Hardinsburg. How's it going?
It's going good.
Good. We're getting some folks signed up?
Getting folks signed up. Several want to participate, and looks like the weather's going to be good. I think it's supposed to be 60 degrees and sunny.
With a full moon in the evening.
I know. I heard you all talking last week about something that I hope you didn't jinx the parade that you were talking about.
Time change that night and a blue moon.
Yes. It's just a lot of juju.
Leave it to me to schedule something on a crazy night. But we're moving ahead with it. As far as we know, there's nothing that... You know, I know there's a lot more positive cases coming around in the state and in the county, but if people will adhere to the social distancing guidelines like we ask, I think we're going to be okay. We've just gone ahead and made that decision with the weather being good to go ahead with it.
It's going to be great. Now, there is a deadline for you to register for the parade, correct?
Yes. I am asking that if you want to participate in the line in the parade to let me know Wednesday, I think I sent something to the radio station to let me know by Friday, but I need to know before Saturday. We're going to try to start lining up about 3:00.
Okay.
And I want to try to separate folks that are handing out candy with some of the folks that are not, so that it's not just a barrage of candy all at once and then no candy. So
right.
I don't want the stress of trying to line everybody up and have 10 or 15 floats, sure, entries show up and have to place them. So if you're going to participate, I would think you would probably know by now.
Right.
And just give me a call at City Hall, number 756-2213.
Okay, good deal. So now we did have some questions. Some folks called and asked us too, and I thought it was, sure, a very good question. What is the policy on candy and bagging and all that stuff?
Well, I have been trying to deter people from throwing candy, specifically because if you throw it and it doesn't get out of the road, then I don't want anybody, any of the children running into the road trying to get a piece of candy and get run over.
Sure, and they also bunch up.
Yes, and if you throw it, you have the potential of several kids in groups, mm-hmm, going after the same piece of candy. I would prefer that you hand it out. We have bought candy at City Hall, what we've bought and donated, had donated, and it's still in the bag.
Okay.
We're going to leave it in the bag until we get ready for the parade and then open it up and hand it out with gloves. That's my preference, is to hand it out. Now, some people are saying it's no different than going door to door. You know, it's just one of those things that we're trying to do for the children in the county, try to do as safe as possible, sure, rather than children going to every single house in different groups. Hopefully it will be safe and people will adhere to the CDC guidelines.
Good deal. And this is a bonus thing. You know, I don't think has there been anything said in Frankfort about trick-or-treating. I know they've had some suggestions, but is there anything like in stone on that too?
The day before I was on the radio the last time, that the governor came out with some guidelines as far as he was trying to deter people from going door to door. If you wanted to hand out candy, put a bowl out on the porch or out on the sidewalk for kids to get. But I remember when I was a kid, I probably would get the whole bowl. I would
say, if it's Kit Kats, you might want to put up your game camera, yeah, and see if you can get a Paul Squatch sighting.
I mean, but to reiterate before you get any unhappy calls, no one is stopping you from trick-or-treating if you want to go.
This correct is bonus
this
Halloween.
This is a bonus for the children.
And it's made life for the trick-or-treat people so much, yes, easier, because they, yes, really can't do that right,
yes,
now. It's, if they do, it's going to be really a challenge for them.
And that's what started the, mm-hmm, idea of a parade, Halloween parade, rather than businesses and churches and organizations. They really want to do something for the children, but they were afraid to do the trunk or treats. And that keeps the kids, you know, kind of in a position to watch the parade, get some candy, dress up, and enjoy,
sure,
it. Mm-hmm. Rather than, you know, some people had mentioned drive-bys, but you know, that's good to hand out candy in a drive-by, but you don't get to see the children. So there's a little bit of interaction, but interaction to where if you're wearing a mask and gloves handing out candy, I think it's a whole lot better.
Good deal.
And if you all come in a, you know, if you're coming to the parade, if you come and you park your vehicle and you kind of, if everybody comes with their vehicle and kind of stays right there by it, you're already going to be distanced out. You know, this is.
Yes, and if there are people in the parade that are tossing candy out, just, you know, just be mindful of your own existence. Do you want your children running for a piece of candy that's going to intermingle with four or five other kids?
Depends.
There will be.
Is it a Kit Kat? No.
If it's an Almond Joy, I will probably go like that. But no, in all seriousness, I just want people to.
Sure.
You know, people don't want everyone telling them what to do, and we're not trying to tell everybody what to do. Just be mindful of what you're doing.
This is uncharted water.
Safe. It's all new to us, too. I don't think we've ever had a Halloween parade in Hardinsburg, ever.
I think it's going to be really fun.
And I think it will be fun, and I think as long as we follow the guidelines, wear a mask, just be mindful of your group. If after the parade that you decide that you want to trick-or-treat, you just... You know, you can check with the governor's guidelines. We're not saying don't trick or treat.
Sure.
We're just not setting hours.
And this is just making things easier. And it's fun, and it's for the kids.
But if you do, I just thought of this. If you do want to trick or treat, I think we discussed this before.
Yes.
Just be respectful of the fact that the parade's going on if you choose to do so during that time, because obviously traffic will not be running.
Right.
So just keep that in mind, friends.
All right.
Right. And I know that there's other agencies that are planning to do some things, and just be mindful that the parade will be starting at 4 and probably go to about 5:30 down to the courthouse. It's going to start at Bank Street, come to the courthouse. After that, it's
good deal.
Okay.
Good deal.
I hope a lot of people come, because I have been sewing my costume on my new sewing machine. And so, with all this work, I need someone to see it.
I think anything that's good and fun for the kids in the county, I think we can all agree on that. If it's good and healthy and positive for the kiddos, and we get to see them have fun and get to see them, that's what it's all about. And if I happen to get one of those little Reese cups out of it, that's just icing on the cake.
I'll make sure to throw one. Cats. Or hand one to you.
Steve, thank you so much for coming in to see us today. We know you're busy and you're planning this parade. You got anything else for us before we head out?
I think that's everything. If you're interested in participating, just try to let me know before the end of the day Friday so I know that you're going to be out there. We're going to start lining up around 3:00 on Bank Street and hopefully get started at 4:00 so we can get through before dark.
Well, thank you so much. We appreciate it. Folks, we'll keep you updated on that. I know there'll be more info coming from City Hall, and we'll remind you to make that call if you're going to do a float, and we'll be back.